We extend a warm Christian Crusaders welcome to each of our listeners today. Our service will be conducted by the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. Information on how to order tapes or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the end of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday and worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
A profound theologian has said, "Only a sense of unworthiness can make us profoundly thankful." We're going to talk about that in a sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. God in heaven, we thank you for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. And today we thank you in a very real way that our nation still sees fit to set aside a day to give thanks to you. God, we pray that it may not be a superficial thankfulness, but rather that we may be profoundly thankful for all of your blessings to our land, and not least that we can worship in our churches and proclaim Jesus Christ as the giver of every good and perfect gift. Hear our prayer. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. One of the great Psalms is 103. It talks about thankfulness. Let me read you just a few verses. The Lord is compassionate and gracious. He is slow to anger and abounding in love. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. As the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. And so the list of gifts go on, and the psalmist says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Here in the reading of God's holy word.
Thank you.
friends in Christ. Dr. Lloyd Ogilvie, chaplain of the United States Senate, in one of his devotion booklets has said, "Only a sense of unworthiness can issue in profound thanksgiving." That thought caught me, and so today in this sermon, I would like to distinguish between ritualistic and profound thanksgiving. A ritualistic thanksgiving is one where we praise God in words. For example, it's a ritual that is often put together, repeated in a group of people, and give thanks to God. It can be as simple as a table prayer that is found in our home. You know one like this: God is great and God is good, and we thank Him for this food. Amen. Or it can be the doxology that has already been sung on this program that we sing regularly in our churches. These are fine expressions of thanksgiving that should be spoken regularly both in our home and our churches. We don't always say a free prayer in our home. We have some of these ritualistic prayers too. Come, Lord Jesus, and be our guest, and may these gifts to us be blessed. That's thanking God and inviting Him to our table. Be present at our table, Lord. Be here in every word adored. These mercies bless and grant that we may strengthen for thy service be. That's another table prayer. It's good to bow your head and pray that prayer. Once in a while, my wife and I will go back and say a prayer that we used to pray in both of our homes when we were growing up as kids. You won't understand it unless you happen to be Danish or Norwegian, but let me give it to you. Jesu navn går vi til bord. At spise drikke på deg år. Deg utelære oss til gavn. Så får vi mer I Jesu navn. Amen. And when we used to pray that, if our children were home, they used to giggle a little bit. But we wanted them to know that that was a prayer that was often uttered in our homes and meant a great deal to us. And now when we're alone, the children aren't there, and we understand the words very well, we lift our voices and pray this prayer. It's a ritualistic prayer. They're good. We need to take time before we eat to thank God and, in one sense or another, consciously or unconsciously, make it clear that everything that we have has come from Him. But it is possible that these ritualistic prayers become only verbal, only ceremonial, unless they express a profound thanksgiving which comes from the heart. A profound thanksgiving is something that is very deep. Something has grabbed our souls. Something has touched our emotions. And something has changed our behavior. It is a fruit of an experience with the giver. I imagine on a human basis, you could have a profound thanksgiving for a physician who has saved your life. But in a much deeper way than that, we have a profound thanksgiving to the Lord Jesus Christ when we know Him as our Savior and our Lord. Let me go back into the Old Testament. And here we have a good example of a person who is uttering a ritualistic prayer, thanksgiving, but also one who came as he matured in his Christian faith to utter a profound thanksgiving. The person that I refer to is David. David was once a shepherd boy and had few earthly possessions. But then one day, he became the king, and his life changed. His abode was no longer in the Judean hills, where he grazed his sheep and fought off lions and wolves in attacking the flock. Now he lived in a palace where he did not have to do any service to anybody, but where he was attended by servants, and all of his natural desires that money could buy were satisfied. For these blessings, I'm sure that David gave a lot of thanks, for certainly he was a religious person. We have every reason to believe that on the Sabbath day he worshiped God. And so he would go to those places of worship, and there he would utter his words of thanksgiving to the God who had created him, the God who had sustained him, and the God who had been with him in the face of his enemies. He was thankful. It was a ritualistic situation. And I could imagine that David, being a human being, could sometimes have entertained the thought, you know, God has blessed me, but boy, I really deserve some of these blessings. I have worked hard, and I have faced a lot of danger. So why wouldn't he bless me? But then came that day when David's life was really changed. You recall the story that he had committed adultery with a beautiful woman by the name of Bathsheba. And when he found out that she was impregnated by him, he sent her husband off to war to be killed, thinking that somehow, some way, this would cover up the whole deal. But God wasn't going to let him get by with it, so he sent the prophet Nathan to visit with David. Nathan laid it all before him, told him that he was guilty of adultery and of murder, and this was contrary to the will of God. When the prophet was done, David made a confession. He said, "I have sinned against the Lord." Nathan turned to him and said, "David, listen. The Lord, in his mercy, has taken away your sins. You're not going to die." Here, David is in a real encounter with God. The God who could have destroyed him. The God who has said, you unrighteous person. No longer will I have you as the king of my people. And could have thrown him out. But in his grace and his mercy, he said to David through the prophet, "I have taken away your sin." It was at that time that David saw his unworthiness. But he also saw God's grace to receive him and to use him. And it was at that time that David became a profoundly thankful person. He might still have gone to the place of worship and gone through the ritual, but the ritual would have had a greater meaning for him. And then when he was alone, he could pour out his heart and say, "God, I don't understand it, but I am so thankful for all that you have done for me." Our heart has been captured by God's goodness, let us say. And so there comes into our being a spirit of thanksgiving. This is different than just repeating a prayer. Here is a prayer that is filled with emotions, that grabs our soul and controls our behavior. For we begin to see our unworthiness. I become overwhelmed as to why I am so blessed. This comes after an encounter with God, when we have a personal experience with Jesus Christ. I have met a merciful God, and he is the one who has come to me. What are some of our expressions at a time like this? Well, I don't know what yours are, but let me share with you some of the expressions that I have already read that come from the heart of that man named David who was so profoundly thankful. He says in that 103rd Psalm, and these are scattered verses, "The Lord is compassionate. The Lord is gracious. He is slow to anger, and he is abounding in love." When you have met Jesus Christ and you see your state of unworthiness, don't you say the same thing? God could have destroyed me, but in his compassionate and gracious love, he rather forgives me. Here's another one. He does not treat me as my sins deserve, nor does he repay me according to my iniquities. No, sir, it's not a catch-up deal. I'm going to get even with you because of what you did to me. No, he treats us only in his grace. Listen to this one. As the heavens are high above the earth, so great is God's love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our sins from us. He knows who I am. He knows my frame. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who really fear him. Stop and think, friend. What would life really be like without a merciful God? And yet there are millions and millions of people who never see God as their Savior, but at the best, at the very best, only as a teacher. When we see our unworthiness, we know our greatest need is a Savior, and that's our God. This we can see more clearly than David, because we live after the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus has suffered and died on the cross of Calvary. He's paid the price for our sins. We know why he's merciful. It is not that he condones our sins, but rather that he forgives them. He loves us to the point that he wants to bring us back into the kingdom. And on this Thanksgiving week, is that not the greatest blessing that God gives us? That I have a merciful God. And it is more than verbal, isn't it? Certainly it has to be verbal. Certainly we need to really say, God, thank you very much. But we have to go beyond that. We express our thanksgiving not only in words, but in informal conversation with our fellow men and in our rituals and hymns. The doxology is sung, but it is sung with strong conviction and inner feeling. But the thanksgiving is more than that. It reveals itself in the Christian behavior. It was St. Paul who wrote so well, I urge you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice to God. That thanksgiving is seen in our stewardship. The stewardship of being willing to give to God of our time and our money and our talents. We give out of love to this Heavenly Father. He is the one who has given all things to us. Sure, we sing, we give thee but thine own, whate'er the gift may be. All that we have is thine alone, a trust, O Lord, from thee. But it goes even further than that, doesn't it? And when we're gathered around our table on this Thanksgiving, and a family looks at each member, doesn't there have to be thankfulness? I am not worthy, Father, to have the blessings that I have. Look at these children. Look at my parents. Look at my siblings. Look at what you have given to us, both materially and spiritually. As Christian people, we see that every part of our life is a gift that comes to us from God. Our health, our home, our material gifts, my country, still it's a land of the free. Yeah, we can take these things for granted, and we can so easily say, well, after all, you know, I've been a pretty law-abiding citizen. We can even go through the rituals in our churches, and good they are, as we have already said. But it is only when we have been touched, first with our unworthiness, to see that God does not owe us anything, but then to see his mercy and his love. It is only then that we have profound thanksgiving. Dr. Lloyd Ogilvie has penned this statement so beautifully. Yes, true thankfulness comes only from seeing our unworthiness. But that thought comes from God Almighty as it is experienced in the lives of those who trust Christ as their Savior. May you have a blessed Thanksgiving that is very, very profound. Amen. Father in heaven, give us gracious hearts. Help us to understand our unworthiness, but help us to understand your mercy. Today, O God, there may be those who feel that there is not too much to give thanks for. How wrong they are. And yet, O God, we realize that it is rather natural at times. When some of the blessings that we have appreciated the most are taken away from us. When, for example, we have lost our health. Or at a time, O God, when our loved ones have departed from us and care not for us. Or even those who have departed in death. Whatever the situation may be in our families or in our own individual lives, God, we pray that we may see through it all and understand your mercy and your love, and give you thanks for all good things through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray that you take some time this week to count the many blessings God has given you. Christian Crusaders is grateful for a large, faithful listening family that supports us generously with financial gifts and prayers. You are a blessing to this ministry. Christian Crusaders invites you to find out more about our ministry on the internet. If you don't have a computer yourself, perhaps you can share this address with a friend or relative who does. Our website address is ChristianCrusaders.org. That's ChristianCrusaders, all one word, .org. Hundreds of Pastor Larson's sermons are available to be read or printed. Sermons are organized by topic to help you find what you need. Complete recordings of the latest programs can also be heard at your convenience. It is easy to click to a daily devotional and audio thought for the day from our site. Our website strives to be a gateway to a stronger faith for all who visit. Cassette tapes or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free phone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 266-7589. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and Radio Pastor of Christian Crusaders for the past 39 years.